We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchas Areach, Halacha Dalet, in middle of paragraph Mem Vav. We were saying that the Baal Shem Tov says that when Hashem attempted to speak to Klal Yisrael directly at Har Sinai, we were shown clearly that we couldn't handle it. We died from it, and it's brought that Hashem had to bring the Tal of Tchiyas HaMeisim to revive us. The Jews actually were brought back to life at the time. And that was when they turned to Moshe Rabbeinu and they begged him, Moshe Rabbeinu, please, you speak to us. We can't let Hashem talk to you. You speak, we can't handle it. It's been proven to us, shown to us, that we can't handle that direct contact with Hashem. And therefore, the Baal Shem Tov says, this is why the Pasuk says, Zeh Hashar Lashem. This is the gateway to Hashem. What is the gateway to Hashem? Tzadikim. That's the Shar Lashem. Through them, Yavo Yuvoi. Through them, a person is zeichet to come to Hashem, to come close to Hashem. They are the gateway. Now, obviously, this doesn't mean that a person can't daven to Hashem or isn't learning for Hashem, etc., etc. But we need to know that it's impossible for a Jew to succeed in really coming close to Hashem and achieving Emunah B'Shleimus without the Tzaddik. V'zehu zichru nifloisav asherosa. And this is why the Pasuk continues to say, remember the wonders that Hashem did for you. Hainu shaposuk mefarish, eich efshel l'chapeis u'levakeish es hatzadik ehoemes. The Pasuk goes on to explain, how does one seek the true Tzaddik? How does one find the true Tzaddik? Haloyesh arvuvia gedoyla boilam migoytel hamachloikish shenasa boilam al yidei azei ponim shabador v'kanal. We know that there's mass confusion in the world, especially in Klal Yisrael, where people have no idea who's a tzaddik and who's not, and what, because of the machloikis of the azei ponim shabador, the people in each generation who are the mechutzof, and people that have tremendous chutzpah, arrogance and gall, and they poke fun at all rabbis, usually, and especially the good rabbi, the better rabbis. So suddenly Klal Yisrael finds himself in a situation where how in the world am I expected to identify, to find who is the true tzaddik? Alze meishiv haposik, regarding this, the posik answers, zichru nifloisav asherosa, moifsav u'mishpetei fihu. Shezeo bechinas kabolas ha-toyro v'yitzias Mitzrayim. The posik here is referring to two things. It's referring to Klal Yisrael leaving Egypt and being zeicha to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. Shezochinu she'osa Hashem Yisborach imonu niflois gedoilas. We, Klal Yisrael, were zeicha that Hashem performed incredible miracles for us. Vehera moifsin gedoilam v'nairo amoid. He showed us incredible, fantastic miracles. V'nosan lanu es ha-Torah. And he gave us the Torah. This was upon leaving, you know, when the Jews were about to leave Mitzrayim. And even during the time that they were in Mitzrayim. And Hashem then went ahead to give us His Torah, which is called Mishpatei Fiyu, the justice that comes forth from the mouth of Hashem, Kaviyochel. Hainu, what does this mean? The Jews were in Mitzrayim. They were in the lowest place of Tumah. Now they want to try to find Hashem and connect with Him. How did they do it? The Pasuk is telling us, Shenizkor es hakoyach shel matan toiro shezachino achar yitzias Mitzrayim, that each and every single Jew has to remember that matan Torah that we were zochet to at Mount Sinai after leaving Egypt. Shaydeze hakoyach shel kabolas hatoiro yesh lanu koyach lechapeis ulevakeish es hatzadik at shenizkor leskar velkanal. It's by through the fact that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. A Jew studying Torah the right way, the Torah will help him, will show him and guide him as to exactly who is a tzaddik, who isn't, who is the tzaddik, who isn't, and how do I come close to that tzaddik. All of that information is in the Torah. V'zehu zera Yisrael avdoi, b'nei Yaakov b'chirov, hu Hashem elokeinu, b'chol horetz mishpatov. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to tackle the next pasuk there. This is all he's explaining the hoidu that we say every morning at the beginning of Psukei Dezimra. Hainu, inyan hamavur leil barichus. Here the pasuk is referring to something we discussed earlier at great length. Shehashem yizborach makdim refua lamako tomit. We know that the Torah tells us that Hashem is always providing the antidote, the cure, before He gives the ailment. שזהו בחינה עצמה, ששם יזבורך מזמין לאדם האורה מלמעלה, ומסייע איסוי משוירש הקדושה שהוא צורך להגיע אליו, כדי לסייע איסוי שיוכל להגיע לאיסוי קדושה, וכולו כמבור לאל. Rav Nosenthal says, we explained earlier, that any time that a Jew once has a certain goal that they want to achieve in Yiddishkeit, whether the goal is to get to Eretz Yisrael, for example, whether the goal is to get to the tzaddik, whether the goal is to get to a certain height of achievement in Limud HaTorah. When a person is first starting, trying to get to that goal, there's obstacles. There's a Yetzer Hara that's standing there with a baseball bat saying, I dare you. You ain't getting past me. There's no way in the world you're going to get to that goal. So, and he's an angel. The Yetzer Hara is an angel. He's got everything at his disposal. So how in the world does a person have a chance of getting to the goal? Rav Nosenthal had explained that what Hashem does to help the person is he throws out a rope. From that kiddusha that the person's trying to achieve, if it's Eretz Yisrael, Kavyochel Hashem throws out a spiritual rope from Eretz Yisrael, and the rope reaches out to the person. Or if it's the tzaddik, Kavyochel Hashem throws out a rope from the tzaddik. It's the Torah throws out a rope to that person. For that person to grab onto and to be able to pull himself in. Without that rope, it would be almost impossible for the person to do it on his own, and especially to withstand all the difficulties and obstacles that the Yetzer Hara is going to put in his path. But what happens is, Hashem knows how weak we are, and He knows how difficult it is, and therefore the mitzvah itself, that's the goal of the person, reaches out to the person to help them come into it. V'zois ha-bechina, he soid sisrei ha-bechira. And this concept is among the secrets of the concept of free choice, of a person having free choice. She'yefshe lohovin eich Hashem Yisborach Messiah Sodom, whereby it's almost impossible for us to be able to understand how is it possible that on one hand Hashem helps the person, Hashem is reaching out to the person, v'hakol mimenu Yisborach levad, and everything is only from Hashem. Any successes that a Jew achieves or any assistance that a person gets is only coming from Hashem. Kemo shekosav, as it says in a pasuk, ki mimcho hakoil v'hakoil nasanu lach. Hashem, everything comes from you, and you're the one who gives us everything. A person gives charity, for example. Kemo shekosav, as the pasuk says, mi hegdimani v'ashalem loy. Hashem says, let somebody step up to the podium now and tell me that they gave me something before I gave it to them, and I'll be happy to pay them. And the Medrash gives examples. A Jew wants to say he gives charity. He's a wonderful, sweet, philanthropic, righteous individual. Hashem says, what a joke. Are you nuts? I give him 10 million, and he does me a big toiva. He gives a couple hundred thousand to start, and he wants a yashikoyach, a taboot. Who's giving who, buddy? Or a person wants to say he's such a wonderful, sweet, religious, ultra tzaddik because he went out and bought mezuzahs for his house. He went, the best kosher, glatt kosher mezuzahs. Mahadrim and a mahadrim. Hashem says, what are you talking about? I gave you a house for $250,000 and you're spending $1,000 on mezuzahs and you want me to say thank you also? So in effect, Hashem is saying, on one hand, any mitzvah that we do or any good thing whatsoever that any Jew is doing, he ain't doing nothing. It's all from Hashem. On one hand, v'afal pikein, yesh lo ha'odom bechira. And despite that, there still is an element of free choice involved. V'kanal, as we discussed earlier, u'mevor le'el, and we explained earlier, shezehu bechinas, this is what's referred to when the pasuk says, Hashem mi Sinai bo, Hashem came forth from Mount Sinai, V'zorach miseir lamoy, and he shone forth from Seir. Seir is the place of Esav. What's this talking about? And the Gemara explains, Shashem Yisborach herzira Torah lechol ho'akum, that before Hashem presented the Torah to Klal Yisrael on the sixth day of Sivan, on the 50th day of the Omer, before he did that, he first went around trying to market it to all the other nations. V'loi rotzu lekablo, and they all refused to accept it. Ad shebo Yisroel v'kibluah, until Klal Yisroel came along, and they accepted it willingly. Dehainu Shashem Yisborach Heir Aleim. First, Hashem shone his light upon the other nations. It says over there in the Pasuk, Hoifia Mehar Poran. That's referring to the place of Yishmael. And Hashem tried hinting to these other nations that they should be willing to come close to him. And they refused to accept the Torah. Aval Yisrael, whereas the Jewish people, takev kisherim ezlohem v'heir aleihem, as soon as Hashem started hinting to us and shining a little bit of his light upon us, v'rotzo l'sayom olakarvam, and Hashem showed that he wants to bring us close, takev rotzu achrov bi'ahavo, we immediately chased after Hashem with love, v'niskarvel, and we came close to him. U'kama shekosov, as the Pasuk says in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, Moshcheni, Hashem, draw me into you, draw me close to you. Acharecha narutza, we will run after you, Hashem. Upirish Rashi Shem, Rashi over there explains, make up your mind, which is it? Moshcheni is that Hashem should bring us in. Acharecha narutza is saying that we're going to chase after Hashem. Rashi HaKodesh explains, Shetekev kishehischalto lemoshcheni, leramezli al yidei shluchacha, shataroitza lekarveni. The Jews are saying to Hashem, Hashem, the moment that you started to bring me close, whereby you gave me hints through your messenger, through Moshe Rabbeinu, that you want to bring me close to you, azai tekev acharecha narutza bi'ahavo. We immediately took the hint, and we went running after Hashem with love. V'higdamti nase l'nishma, and we went ahead and made that outstanding declaration. Something that was never ever said in the history of the world, where Klal Yisrael proclaimed, Na'aseh, we will do, v'nishma, and then we'll understand. We're committing ourselves, we're signing on the dotted line before we even understand completely what we're signing on. That's how much love and respect and loyalty and willingness to come close to Hashem we showed. U'kamayisha kosuv, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Oznayim korisoli, etc., etc. Ozamarti hinei bosi upirish Rashi Shem gamkein. Rashi HaKodesh over there in Tehillim gives the same explanation. Shashem Yisborach rimeiz lohem lekarvam. Kaviyochol Hashem hinted to the Jews. He gave us hints showing us that he wants to bring us close to him. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, oznayim korisoli. You, Hashem, gave me ears. Like you whispered into my ear, Hashem, that you want to be mekarav us. Vazai takeif. And as soon as we got the first inkling of that, we immediately declared, here we are, we're ready, we're coming. And we expressed our desire to fulfill the Rotzen of Hashem, that that's all we want to do. We immediately committed ourselves to chase after Hashem, and we were prepared to put our lives on the line for Kiddush Hashem, to die al Kiddush Hashem. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, let's understand what's going on here. We're talking about two things here. We're talking about Hashem bringing us close, and we're talking about chasing after Hashem. Which is it? Is it pulling or pushing? Nimtzu, sheyesh kan shnei bechinois. Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, a person has to understand there's two aspects to what's going on here. Shelefi pchisas da sodom nirin kisoisrna zeze. Whereby, based on the limitations of human intelligence, these two seem to be contradictory to a degree. Ki bebechina achas nira, shashem izborach bochar beYisrael bechinom bechaz de'agodah levad. Because on one hand, it seems that Hashem chose us, he chose the Jewish people, for no reason at all. We didn't earn it at all, there's nothing we did. Hashem's decision to choose us over all other nations is a decision that preceded, in a sense, anything we did whatsoever. That was way up front. Hashem had already made a decision that these are the people he wants to go with. And this, obviously, is something that, how do we understand this? How can a person understand why Hashem chose us over all the other nations before we did anything to prove any loyalty or zero whatsoever? Asher be'emes nikroim Yisrael b'shvil zeh am segula. And this, in fact, is the reason why one of the nicknames of Klal Yisrael is we are referred to as the Am Segula. Ki segula hi bechinas dovor she'ief shelohoven. Segula means something that is irrational. A segula, when we say this is a segula, it means that even though rationally we cannot explain whatsoever how this works or why it works, we know it to be a fact. We know that it works this way. So too with Klal Yisrael being referred to as Am Segula, the people of Segula, meaning that we are a nation where we don't know why, we have no idea why we are the chosen people, but yet it's a fact that Hashem chose us. We're going to say it in Shemon Esrei on Sunday night, in Mitzvah Shemon Shavuos. We're going to say, Ato v'chartonu mikol ho'amim, o hafto isonu v'ratzi sabonu mikol ha'lashenois. Right? As Rabbeinu Zal explains in the first half of Likut Imran, in chapter 21, there Rabbeinu Zal uses this term, Am Segula, and he explains that that's what it's all about. That's on one hand, Aval Yesh Bechina Acheres, whereas on the other hand, She Yisroel Zochu Lehizdabek Bashem Yisborach Veliv Chor Bo Yisborach, that we, Klal Yisroel, were Zochu to attach ourselves to Hashem and to choose our lot with Hashem, to choose to be with Hashem, kasher gam zeh hoyobemes, and we know that that's also true. Kamei shekosov, as the pasuk says in Novi, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, zocharti loch chesed neurayich, I always remember the kindness, the love that you showed to me at a young age. This is Hashem speaking to Klal Yisrael, and Hashem is saying, I'll never forget the loyalty you showed to me when you were still kids, coming out of Mitzrayim. Ahavas kluloisayach, the love that you showed when we first were wedded together. Lechtech acharai bamidbor, how you were willing to follow me into the desert. Leave the Egyptian penthouses and go into the Sahara Desert. Val yidei bechinazu bevadai magia liYisrael lekorva mecholois. And through this aspect, through the fact that Klal Yisrael chose Hashem and showed such loyalty and willingness, based on that, it certainly does. We certainly are deserving of Hashem bringing us close to Him with everything He's got. However, the truth is, the fact is, that were it simply left only to our free choice, on that basis alone, we wouldn't have any chance in the world of coming close to Hashem. Because it would be impossible for us to stand up alone against the Yetzirah, who's trying to confuse us, who's trying to mess us up. The Gemara says this in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, "B'chol yoyim v'yoyim yitzroi shaloda mizgaber olof u'mizchadei shaloda," that each and every single day, the Yetzirah comes up with new tricks and new plans and new plots to block a Jew from coming close to Hashem. And the Gemara says, unless the Jew receives divine assistance, unless Hashem is there to help you, you don't stand any chance in the world of being successful against that angel. There's no chance whatsoever. Ve'ikar his karvusum shezochol iskarv lo yirei levisporach hoyadei siyua gadol deleila. And the main thing that made it possible for Klal Yisrael to come close to Hashem and to be inspired to want to be with Hashem was based on the incredible assistance that we got from above, from Hashem. U'kamei shekosov, as Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, ato toimich goyroli. You, Hashem, push me towards making the right choice. Upirish Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says on that pasuk, Ato hinachto yodi al chelek hatoiv, you Hashem placed my hand, you grabbed my hand and you put it on the portion of good, viomartuli, and you said to me, es ze bechar, listen my child, choose this, this is the right choice. Here we see that Hashem helped us make the choice. He grabbed our hand and like forced us to put it on the right thing. Ve'elu hashnei b'chinois he miskatzim yachad. Now Rav Nosal says these two things which we said earlier could seem to be contradictory, these two things blend together, these two concepts blend together. Shashem Yisborach bochar b'Yisrael v'Yisrael bochar b'Hashem Yisborach. Hashem chose us and we chose Hashem. U'mehechon hoy aschola. Now the question is, what came first? Zeho inyan misoid sisrei nistorois shi'ef shalom klal. That's among the secrets of the world which we have no ability at this point to understand whatsoever. This is the concept of that knowledge which is like a halo around the person's head. It does not enter inside the person's head. The person is incapable of understanding it at this point. As is explained in chapter 21 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which we refer to a few lines above. And this is the essence of the holiday of Shavuos. This is the essence of Kabbalah Satoira. Ki ikar Kabbalah Satoira hi shenimshecha kedusha al Yisrael kedei sheyie koyach lechol adam bechol dor bechol zman lehischazek beemuna ulechapes ulevakesh es hatzadik yemesh shebechol dor velizkois haidezeh leskarav lashem yisborach bishleimus beemuna shleimah kanal. Because the main purpose of Kabbalah Satoira and the main achievement that was accomplished on Har Sinai was that Kaviyochel Hashem shone a Kedusha upon Klal Yisrael. He placed a holiness upon us so that each and every single Jew throughout all the generations, no matter where the person's going to live, no matter what circumstances the person's going to be in, is going to be able to encourage themselves, to fortify themselves with faith, and be able to search and find the true tzaddik in their generation, and through him be zeichet to come close to Hashem completely with complete faith. That's what happened on Har Sinai, that Hashem shone this holiness upon us. He gave us his holy Torah, which is what gives us the ability and the knowledge of how to search and who to search for in searching for the true tzaddik. And it gives us the ability to be persistent and not give up in this tremendously significant search. V'yafal pikein, and even though Hashem gave us the Torah and he's shown this bright light on us, yesh l'chol adam b'chira gedoyla b'chol dor v'dor, each and every single Jew in every generation still has free choice. Big time, big, big free choice. Im lehiskariv letzadikim amitim, im lav chas v'shalom. To choose whether to come close to the true tzadikim or not. Now this is referring to non-religious Jews. This is referring to religious Jews. This is referring to very, very, very religious Jews. Everyone has this choice. Everyone has this test to see whether they're going to realize that they can't do it on their own, that they need the tzaddik, and they have to search for the tzaddik and find him and come close to him. Kasheronu royim beinenu, as we see with our own eyes, shema'at dema'at heim hamiskarvum latzaddik emes, that there's a very, very small percentage of Jews that are zeichet to come close to the true tzaddik in each generation. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, toiv me'at latzaddik mehamoin rishon. There's a pasuk that gives us an insight to this, that lets us know up front that this is the way it's going to be, that the tzaddik is not going to have millions of students, but rather, the Torah says that the little bit that the tzaddik has is better than the large, large groups of non-tzaddiks, of people who are not close to the tzaddik. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk is referring to subsequently in the paragraph Hoidu. Zera Yisrael Avdoi Bnei Yaakov Bechirov. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain these two statements. Hainu Shnei Bechinos Anal. This is referring to the two things we just discussed. Ki Zera Yisrael Avdoi Ze Bechinas Bechiras Yisrael Sheheim Bocharu Bashem Yisborach Haidei Avidosom V'Yigiosom V'Terchosom Sheholcho Achrov Bamidbor, etc., etc. The first sentence, that we are the children of your servant Yisrael. Servant implies that he served you. This is referring to all the efforts. This is referring to the free choice whereby Klal Yisrael, Yaakov, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all of them made a decision to come close to Hashem, and they struggled very, very hard, and they did incredible things to come close to Hashem. Not just they, but also Klal Yisrael. Sheholcho achrov bamidbor, we followed Hashem into the desert, v'chul, etc., etc. V'zeh bechinas avdoi. This is what's meant when it says, your servant. Dahainu she'oivdem oisei sporach, meaning we serve you, Hashem. It's not like we sit back with our hands clasped and do nothing, and we wait for Hashem to do everything and bringing us close. Nothing like that. We put incredible effort into coming close to Hashem. Shal Shem Ze Nikroim Avdoi. This is what gives us this title, Avdoi, Hashem's servants. That's the first statement. The second statement is, B'nei Yaakov Bechirov. Ze Bechina Hashenis Hanal. This is referring to the second aspect that we spoke about. Dehainu, Shashem Yizborach Bochar Bohem B'tuvoi HaGodol. That Hashem chose us with his incredible goodness. Kama Shekosav, as the Pasuk says, U'becho Bochar Hashem Liyos Loilam Segula. Hashem has chosen you to be his Am Segula, to be his nation, which we said before, Segula, where we don't understand why it is this way, but it's a fact. Hainu Shnei Bechinos Hanal. This Pasuk is, these two Pasukim are referring to the two things we spoke about. Shalidei Shnehem Niskarvu Yisroel Hashem Yisborach V'Kiblos HaTorah. It's through a combination of both of these things that Klal Yisroel was able to come close to Hashem and receive the Torah. It took both things. Hashem choosing us and pulling us in, and number two, us struggling very hard and putting tremendous effort into coming close to Hashem. That's what happened during Avram Avinu's time, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, all throughout history. V'chein hu b'chol dor v'dor b'inyan ha'hiskarvus l'tzadikim amitim kanal. And Rav Nosson Zal says, the fact is that it works exactly the same way in every generation regarding coming close to the true tzaddikim, that it takes a combination of both of these things. V'hakol b'koyach ha'toyrah shekibalnu kfar v'kanal. And all of it draws from the Kabbalah HaTorah that we had a couple of thousand years ago. In other words, where do we draw the energy and the knowledge of knowing who is a tzaddik, to be motivated to come close to them, to know what to search for, to have the initiative, to have the strength, to be able to put up with all the obstacles and all the problems and all the opposition. We draw on what took place in the year 2448. We draw on that koyach of Matan Torah, the nuclear fireworks that Hashem displayed at that time on Shavuos and Har Sinai. We draw on that energy. U'bishvil ze etzel avdo iksiv Yisrael, ve'etzel bechirov ksiv Yaakov. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain a very, very important thing. Note that when it used the word avdoi, referring to us serving Hashem, the action on our part, it used the word Yisroel, Zera Yisroel Avdoi, when it referred to Bechirov, Hashem picked us, Hashem chose us, there it uses the word Yaakov. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki Yaakov hu Bechinas Ktana, v'Yisroel hu Bechina Gedoyla b'Yoser Kiyodua. It's known in the Zohar HaKadosh and in other Sforim that Yaakov refers to a lower level title of the Jewish people, or of Yaakov Avinu. Yisroel is a much more honorable, important title of Yaakov Avinu and of Klal Yisroel. Hainu, because the word Yaakov is Miloshen Ekev. Yaakov refers to the heel of the foot, which is the bottom of the bottom. Yisroel, the word Yisroel it's brought, is made up of two words, Li, Rosh. Rosh is the head, the top of the top. So we see Yisroel refers to the top, Yaakov refers to the bottom. Hainu. In the beginning, when a person wants to come close to Hashem and he doesn't have the strength because he's so weak to stand up against his Yetzirah, and Hashem reaches out to the person, and Hashem tries to give the person all kinds of assistance to come close to him, v'chol hiskarvusa yadei siyua deleila, and the way that Hashem shows this assistance is from above, heavenly assistance, divine assistance. Zois habechino nikras Yaakov. That's the lower level. That's called Yaakov. Bechinas katnus. That's referred to as a concept of katnus. Bebechinas bebeten okav es ochiv. In the mother's womb, he pushed his brother out, you know, with the heel of his foot. Shetzrichen lekabel gedulas kedushas Yisrael b'derech orma b'gneiva v'aloma sholeikatreg habaldovor. This is referring to the concept of a Jew receiving holiness through trickery, by stealing it, in other words, doing it in a hidden way so that there shouldn't be prosecution against them. Because the person hasn't yet done anything to be deserving of receiving a handout from Hashem. Lahavdil, when a person needs money from the government, he needs some, and the person doesn't meet the criteria for getting that government, what do? In Israel, the most important word, protekcija. The person has some connection, some contact there, and that contact has the ability and is willing to give the person, to reach out to the person, even though they are not deserving of it, even though technically it isn't coming to them. Kaviyochol, there is this concept of by Hashem, whereby Hashem shows protekcija to a person when the person is first starting out to come close to Hashem, and the person hasn't built up any credit line yet. They don't have a credit line. They don't have any big savings account or any merits that they've done yet. But rather at that point, all the energy that the person has and all the success that the person has is coming through divine assistance, period. Help from above. And this is why it's called Yaakov. Yaakov is the lower level. However, once the person gets going, and they start serving Hashem, and they start pumping iron, they start cranking out mitzvahs, thousands of mitzvahs, and learning Torah, and doing everything, and fighting like a lion to serve Hashem, and coming closer to Hashem through their own personal efforts, Azai Nikro Yisrael. That's when they're referred to as Yisrael, Shehi Bechina Gedoila, which is the higher level. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Loi Yaakov Ye Omer Oid Shimcha Kiyim Yisrael. Hashem says there's going to come a time when you will not be referred to as Yaakov anymore, your title as a kid, but rather you're going to be referred to as Yisrael. Ukama Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Shelo Yeomar Oid Shekibalta Habra Shekabolas Habrocha Soya Be'ikva Ubarma. They're not going to be able to say anymore about you that you received the blessings through trickery. Remember the word Yaakov is Miloshin Vayaakveni Zepamayim. Esav said he tricked me. So again, the Jews are going to get to a level of serving Hashem and working and pleasing Hashem where people aren't going to be able to say anymore, oh, they don't deserve it. They tricked us. They got it through trickery. They got it through protekcijas. Haynu she'en yecholim loymar oid shebederech ramos v'alomo kibalt kabolas habrochas shu kedushas Yisrael. They're not going to be able to say anymore that it's through trickery and through under the table, cloak and dagger things, that we receive the blessings which are the holiness of Klal Yisrael. Kim Yisrael yeshemecha, but rather will be known as Yisrael, ki soriso imelikim vanoshim vatuchal, because we battled. Yisrael is miloshin sar. We rose to a level, to a general, to a prince, to a king. We battled against angels and against people, and we won. We succeeded. This means ki zochiso lizgaber bavidoscha, that the person was zocha to work very hard at serving Hashem, ad shenitzachto malochim amakatrigim, to the point where the person was zocha to win, to defeat all the prosecuting angels that are trying to block him from getting close to Hashem. Which prosecuting angels? The answer is every time a Jew commits a sin, he creates a prosecuting angel. An angel that's going to block him from coming close to Hashem. So, Chas v'Shalom, a person did thousands of sins, there are thousands of these linebacker angels standing there saying, I dare you. Let's see you get past me. You want to come close to Hashem? Over my dead body. Let's see you get past me. There's those angels, number one, who are trying to look to block the person. Va'anoshim ha'misnagdim va'moinim ha'nimshoch mihem. And then there's the people, the human beings, that try to block the person coming close to Hashem, coming close to the tzaddik, who are also an extension of those angels. Those angels, Hashem is nislabish in those people who try to block the person and talk the person out of coming close to Hashem, coming close to the tzaddikim. Vazai nikro Yisrael. And when the person fights and wins the battle against these angels and against these people, and they overcome all the obstacles that they need to come close to the tzaddik, to come close to Hashem, then they earn this title of Yisroel. V'alkein etzel avdoi shubchinas habechiro sheYisroel bochro b'Hashem Yisborah ha'idei avidosom shezeh b'chinas avdoi kanal alkein k'siv shom Yisroel kanal. אבל אצל בחירוב, שזוהי שיאה בחינה ששם זבור בוחר בישראל בחסדוי כסיב יעקב. רב נוסנל says, now you can understand why the word avdoi, which refers to our effort in serving Hashem, that's associated with the word Yisroel. Whereas the word bechirov, that Hashem chose us, Hashem picked us, that's associated with the word Yaakov, the lower term. Ki zois ha-bechina bechinas Yaakov, because that is a lower level. Hu bechinas bechiras Yisroel b'Hashem Yisroel ha-devadosom, hu bechinas Yisroel. Whereas the aspect of Klal Yisroel choosing Hashem and coming closer to Hashem by putting tremendous effort into it, that's the aspect of Yisroel. Hu be'emes ha-koel echod. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is, this isn't two completely different things. It's all really one. Ki gam betchila, kishenezkarvu Yisroel Hashem Yisborach, bechlal, b'shas matan Torah. Because even from the beginning, listen to this point Rav Nosson Zal is making now. Even from the beginning, when the Jewish nation were first starting to come close to Hashem at the time of matan Torah, or even when any single individual one of us makes a decision to try to start coming close to Hashem, oy beprotis, kishmiskarav echod Hashem yizborach latzadikem eschol dovedor, when a person makes a decision to come close to Hashem or to come close to the true tzaddik of their generation, b'chol dovedor, b'chol zman, bevadai gam betchilo, b'shas hakatnus v'ascholo, hoyoloi eze bechira, shaydeze zochol iskarev. From the first moment, the person had to have some kind of a test, some kind of a choice, whereby the person was given a choice, and they chose to do the right thing, and that's what started the ball rolling in terms of the person coming close to Hashem. Shaydezeh zochol iskarev. And that's what made it possible for the person to be zochol, to come close to Hashem. Ach kol zeh yef shelohoven klal. However, Rav Nosson says, it's impossible for us to try to rationalize this all, to try to understand it all. Vizehu. Hu Hashem Aleikenu b'chol haaretz mishpatov. And this is why the pasuk continues over there in Hodu, and it says, this is Hashem over the entire, His justice spans the entire world. Hainu shebevadai tzadik Hashem v'yoshar mishpatov lev l'saboy. Hashem is definitely just and fair and righteous, 100%, no mistakes. Ubevadai loyal chinam b'chor b'nu b'chlau b'prat. And obviously, Hashem did not choose us for nothing, you know, without any rhyme or reason whatsoever. Rak she'ev shelohoven zoskanal. It's just that we can't understand how did this all start and what did we do, etc., etc. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues, zichru la'olam brisoi, davar tzivo le'lev doer, hainu she'tzrichen lizkor brisoi. A Jew has to always remember the covenant, hainu ha'torah, which is the Torah. Bechol dor v'dor, in every single generation, the Jews have to learn a lot of Torah. V'af al pi shadayin onu tzrichin la tzadik ha-dor. And even though a person would say, why? Why put so much effort into learning Torah, even after we have the Torah, so what? We're still not close to Hashem. We're still not close to we still need the tzadik. We got the Torah on Har Sinai. Wonderful. Everything great. 2 minutes later, we were worshipping idols. And 4 minutes later, we were making sure we wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. All kinds of crazy, lunatical things. So how good could this Torah possibly be? The answer is, afal pi kein, despite all the nonsense, despite all the problems, afal pi kein po'alnu harbe al yitei Torah. Despite everything, we did accomplish a tremendous, something incredible has been accomplished by Klal Yisrael receiving the Torah on Har Sinai. What is it? The Torah is the source of our energy and our knowledge and our motivation and our inspiration that one needs to search for the tzaddik and to come close to him. Because without the Torah, you don't know what to look like. You don't know if he looks like a watermelon or a tree or a potato. You don't know what to look for. You don't know what obstacles to expect. You don't know when to turn right, when to turn left, when to go upstairs, when to go downstairs, when to stop, when to start, when to retreat. All of that is in the Torah. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu gave, that's what Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu gave us on Har Sinai. They gave us this handbook, which if a person will study it properly, it'll give them all the knowledge and inspiration and motivation that they need to find the tzaddik and to seek him out and to come close to him, etc., etc. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk continues. Vezehu bechinas dovor tzivo le'elef doer, that Hashem originally thought to give the Torah after 1,000 generations. But then Hashem saw that we could never handle waiting that long, so he gave it after 26 generations. Kemavur le'el barichas, as we explained many pages back at length, shezeu bechinas ma shehashem yizborach rotzo litenes haTorah le'elef doer, v'ro'o shein hoila miskayim v'omad v'nosna l'chavov doeros. That Hashem wanted, the plan was originally to give the Torah after 1,000 generations, but he saw that the world will never be able to stand that long without the Torah, so he gave it after 26 generations. Shemavur Leil, it was explained earlier, Shekol Zehu Bechina Sanal, Shaydei Kabbalas HaTorah, Yeshlanu Koyach Leskarev Latzadkem Shebechol Dor, that it's through the Torah that was given on Har Sinai, that's what gives Klal Yisrael the ability in each and every single generation to come close to the tzaddik. Shaydei ze ikar birur hoemuna b'chol doer kefi azman o kefi ayoyim. And that, it's the combination of what we received from the Torah and Har Sinai, plus connecting to the tzaddik of our generation, that's what gives the person the ability to refine the emuna and to know exactly how to believe in Hashem and in the Torah and everything today. Within our time, within our circumstances. V'zeh, and this is what the pasuk means when it says, Asher koras es Avraham, u'shvuasa li'itzchok, v'ayimideh li'akav l'choik, le'mor l'cho etein es Eretz Kenan. Look what the pasuk finishes with now. It finishes with Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar tachlis kabolas ha-toira, v'tachlis ha-hiskarbus l'tzadikim b'chol doer v'doer, ikar tachlis hu Eretz Yisrael. Because the main objective and goal of Matan Torah, of receiving the Torah, and one of the main reasons for coming close to the Tzadikim is to get to Eretz Yisrael. Dahainu lizkois le'emunas chidesh oilam. We explained earlier, what is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate in emuna. Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate in faith. There's a pasuk, Shchon Eretz, Urei Emunah, live in Israel and draw its faith. And Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate in Emunah of Chiddush Olam, in believing in the concept of that Hashem is going to create the world anew in the future, and believing that Hashem created the world originally, brand new, mamish, something from nothing. Shehi Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, that's what Eretz Yisrael's concept of. Vezehu Bechinas Chevel Nachalaschem. Eretz Yisrael is given this nickname. It is the rope of our heritage. Chevel Daiko. Look at the word that the pasuk uses. It's a rope. Ki Eretz Yisrael shibchinas iskarvus letzadikim amitim bchinas emuna shom koshura chevel digdusha. Because it's in Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of coming close to the tzaddikim, which is the concept of coming close to the tzaddikim, and which is the center of it, which is the concept of faith. That's where the rope of our heritage is. The rope of our heritage is in Eretz Yisrael. It's in the tzaddikim. Asher kol mi shemiskariv l'shom, dahainu lahatzadik ul Eretz Yisrael. So that any person who is zeche to come close to the tzaddik and come close to Eretz Yisrael, shaydeze zeche lemuna shlema, through the combination of those two things, Eretz Yisrael and the tzaddik, the person is zeche to achieve complete faith. Azai hu kosher l'Hashem Yisborach b'chevel digdusha lo me'ad o l'neitzach netzochim asher lo yinotek v'lo yehoris loylam. That's how a person gets tied and bound to Hashem permanently, firmly, in a way that the person will never slip out of that knot. It's a permanent, you know, eternal knot. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, b'chevelei odom em shochem ba'avoisois ahavo. Hashem says, I will draw them, I will draw Klal Yisrael with human ropes, and I'll draw them with straps of love. Ukemavor le'el barichus, as was discussed, this pasuk was discussed about 20 pages back at great length. Shekol zman shemishtadlin umechapsin leskarev letzadik emes, Rav Nosson Zal had explained earlier that so long as a person is still involved in this process of searching and trying to find the true tzaddik, azai afilu im chasushon neiflim kamoisha neiflim, even if along the way the person experiences nefilas, the person falls, and they do terrible things when they fall, Einoi nechshev nefila klal. It's not considered a fall. It's not considered a failure. Ki adaraba, oz yalani tzutzos yoser mi mikoymoy sarachoykin biyoser kanal. It's when the person goes down, when the person suffers a yerida or a nefila, he falls down. What does he do down there? He helps scoop up sparks of kedusha that are down there, that he, that there's no way he could have had access to without him falling that going down there himself. Rav Nozal says this could be compared to a guy whom we tie a rope around him and we lower him down to the depths of the sea, lowest depth of the sea, to search for hidden treasure. So too, precious stones and all kinds of things. And as long as he's tied, as long as that rope is tied around him, he ain't gonna get lost. There's no way he's gonna be in trouble, because we can always pull him out. There's always somebody there to pull him out. Kemoikein humamish, the exact same situation applies. Shekolzman shemiskashun atzmoy letzadik emes, that so long as a person attaches themselves, ties themselves to the true tzadik, umizgagim achareim, and we yearn for them, umichapsnos, and we're searching for them, haydeze mekashun atzmon lechevel dekdusha. By doing that, we're actually tying ourselves to this holy rope. And then, no matter what we're going through, wherever we go down to, the tzaddik will pull us up through that holy rope which attaches us to him. Not only will the tzaddik pull the person up, but rather, it's going to end up being an incredible victory, an incredible success. Because when he gets pulled up, he's going to pull up with him, he's going to bring up with him all kinds of sparks of Kedusha that are so holy and so precious, that are hidden there, which no other tzaddik, other than that person who fell down there, would be able to elevate, will be able to lift up. The pasuk continues. This is still a continuation of Hoidu. When you were still very small in numbers, Bnei Israel, and you traveled from one nation to another nation of goyim, and from one kingdom to another. This is referring to the secret of Golus, the secret of the Jews being exiled to Chutz Loretz and having to go from one country to the other, first in Egypt, then in Babylon, then in Greece, then in Spain, then in Russia, then in all the different Golios. Nazis, the Germany, Yimach Shemam, Shezehu Hischil Mimei Avram Avinu. This all began from the time of Avram Avinu. May Ace Shenigzarolov Yodoya Teda Kigeria Zaracha. From when Hashem decreed, your children are going to be strangers. Sherima is loyos Gam Kola Golia Shokoladal Malchius. Whereby Hashem was hinting to Avram Avinu all the different exiles that the Jewish people were going to go through, that his children were going to go through. Shekolze Husoid Bechinasanav. This is the secret of everything we've been speaking about here. That the reason why we're being exiled to all these places is that we should be able to extract sparks of Kedusha wherever we are and elevate them, lift them up with us. And this is why the pasuk continues, that Hashem did not allow anybody to cheat us. And Hashem warns the goyim, don't touch my anointed one, and don't do any harm to my prophets. Hainu shekish Yisrael yordim begolus beklal befrat einoy maniach Hashem Yisbaruch Hoysam loishkam. When the Jews as a nation, or when an individual Jew goes down into Golus, Hashem protects them, and Hashem sees to it that nobody should be able to rob them completely. Shelo yoivdu sham chas v'shalom, that Klal Yisrael will not go lost in this exile. As the pasuk says, that should be spelled Oyevehem, Aleph Vov Yud Beis. Beyosim Be'eretz Oyevehem, Loi Ma'astim Veloi Galtim Lechosim, that even when the Jews will be in exile among their enemies, I don't forget them, I don't reject them. V'chol Zeh Be'koyach Z'chus HaTzadikim Shebechol Dor. And this is all through the Koyach and Z'chus of the Tzadikim of every generation. Shal Yodom Iker Birur Ho Emuna Bechol Dor Bechol Yom V'Yoyim. They are the ones responsible for the Birurim of Emuna in each generation, in each and every day. They're the ones who determine how much and why and what. V'zehu al tigu b'mshichoy u'b'nvi'ay al toreyu ki ha-tzadikim v'chol ha-mizkar v'alehim ha-nechlolim b'hem nekroim nevi'im. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains that tzadikim and all of those who come close to them, who actually really connect properly with the tzadikim, are referred to as prophets. Ki kol tzadik zoich lebechinas ruach nevuah. Because each and every single tzaddik of every generation is zeichet to an aspect of prophecy, an aspect of Ruach HaKodesh. We spoke about this 20, 30 pages back, that Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 8 in the second half of the Likutei Moran, that on Har Sinai, when Hashem gave the Ten Commandments corresponded to the 10 levels of prophecy. And each and every single Jew who received the Torah on Har Sinai from Hashem received a degree of this Ruach HaKodesh, this Ruach Nevuah. The Tzadikim, obviously, receive much more. They receive 99% of this. And we get 1% of this, light that's referred to as Ruach HaKodesh, or prophecy, or other terms. Shayidezeh Iker Birur Emunah, which is the main ingredient that's needed in helping to sort out the Emunah, helping to understand exactly what's the definition of Emunah today. Kanal Barichos, as we discussed at great length earlier. And that's how we're zochet to believe in Hashem having created the world something from nothing. And that's how a person zochet to have the proper ability to smell. Which is synonymous with Mashiach, who is called Ruach Apeinu Mashiach Hashem. Kemavur Baturanal, as is explained in chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is what this whole halacha is based on. And this is why the true tzaddikim are referred to as Moshiach. That's one of their nicknames, that's one of their titles. That pasuk is referring to the great tzaddikim in each and every single generation who have a degree of Ruach HaKodesh, and it's in their zchus that Klal Yisrael is able to exist throughout the exiles and not be totally lost. Because it's through these great tzaddikim, they're the ones who do make the Birur Ho'emuna every single day. They're the ones who sort out and identify and define what exactly Emuna should be for today, for now. Which is what's going to lead to the upcoming Chiddush Olam, Hashem renewing the world, the renewal of the world of the future. She'oz Yisar Shir Chodosh, when a special new song is going to be sung, the Kanal Baterno, as is explained in Likutei Moran, in the chapter we spoke about earlier. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues, Shiru Lashem Kol Ha'oretz, sing forth to Hashem, Basru Miyoyim Al Yoyim Yishuasoi, let one day convey to the next day the great Yeshuas of Hashem. Hainu al yidei hiskarvus l'tzadikim amitim nizkel l'shirana. Through coming close to the true tzadikim will be zeichet to that special song, the song of the future. Bechina shiru l'Hashem kolor, it's where the entire world will sing to Hashem. V'hoikar al yidei hanefloiz v'yishua shatzadikim amshich malinu b'chol yom v'yoyim levar ha'emuna b'chol yom v'yoyim kifi ayoyim v'ashua. And the thing that will help us most in doing this is the wonders and the miracles that the tzadikim are zeichet to draw upon us in every single day, to give us the ability to sort out the emuna. Which is the main reason why we must come close to the true tzaddikim of each generation. And this is why the pasuk says, "Let one day tell over to the other day, its miracles, its salvation." Miyoyim el yoyim daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the wording here. One day has to convey to the other day the Yeshuas. Ki ho emuna shehi ikar ha-Yeshua v'ha-Ge'ula mikol ha-Tzoris b'chlal u'befrat. Because true faith, which is the main salvation and the main redemption from all kinds of suffering, it, whether personal or applying to all of Klal Yisrael, tzrichin levararo miyoyim al yoyim daika. It's not a stagnant item. It's not something that's fixed. It's a dynamic item. It's something that changes from day to day. It gets redefined. Today, emuna means eating bread in the morning and not mixing milk and meat and everything. On Tisha B'Av, the definition of emuna is not to put a drop of food in your mouth. On Shavuos, the emuna is going to be to stay up all night. The day after Shavuos, the emuna is going to be to go to sleep at night. Every day, the emuna has a different definition. And that's this birur hu emuna that's taking place, which the tzaddikim are the ones who are best qualified to know exactly what's the definition of emuna today, this minute. And even within a day, it could change from morning to evening. Again, the definition of emuna during the daytime is putting on tefillin. The definition of emuna at nighttime is not putting on tefillin. Who has the authority to say that? The rabbis, the tzaddikim. And again, in each and every single generation, they redefine the emunah for that particular generation, for that person, for that specific situation that they're involved in. This is why it's so important and so critical to come close to, for the Jews of each generation, to come close to the tzaddik of their generation, specifically. Because he's the one who knows what the birur hu emuna is for their generation. The birur emuna that was done 100 years ago is what applied to the people who were living then at that time. They got it from their tzaddikim. And we are getting it through our tzaddikim. Ukemavur kol ze leel barichus ein sham, as was discussed and elaborated on very, very much throughout this entire halacha. Now Rav Nosson Zal writes in parentheses here, min veze bechinas dalet tzrichen lehoide shebois membeis. From paragraph Membeis 42, about seven pages back, ad kan, until the end of this halacha, nichtav betzidoin. I wrote this in the city of Sidon, beboi miyam liabosha, when I got off the ship, when I got off the boat, onto land, letchilas gavul Eretz Yisrael, when I first came to the border of Eretz Yisrael. Magodlu masecho Hashem, how wonderful are the actions of Hashem. Mo'id omkomach shoesecha, how deep are Hashem's thoughts. Rabois osiso yimi, Hashem, you've done so much for me. Mo'adaber, what can I say? These are Rav Nosson Zal's words. Baruch Hashem. Halacha hey, there's some very, very powerful stuff coming our way. Rav Nosson Zal begins by quoting Loshon HaShulchan Aruch Siman Reish Yud Vav. This is the wording of the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 216 in Aruch Haim. Osur lehonois mireach toiv, at shivorech koidem shiariach. A Jew is not permitted to have pleasure from a smell, an aroma, until they make a bracha before they smell the item. Aval yachrov ein tzorech levorech klum. However, once you've smelled the item, you're not obligated to make a bracha achrona like you are when it comes to eating, when it comes to the pleasure of eating, tasting. Rav Nosson Zal says, Al pi ha-Torah v'hino pi shnayim baruch achai Eloi b'simen samach vov, that this discussion is going to be based on chapter 66 in the first half of Likut Imran, Ayin Shom Bo'iz Dalet, Mashikosav Shom Dvorim Nifloim. Take a look there in paragraph Dalet, where Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, writes wondrous things. Kamo ha'odom tzorech leschazek ulesgaber leshaber kol hamaniyah sheboilam at sheyizke likmor lohitzi mikoyech alapoyel kol advarim shebikdusha. Regarding how much a person has to be encouraged and motivated in order to overcome and break all the obstacles in the world till the person is zechet to complete an item of kedusha, to take something from thought through to action, from intent to action, or befrat lehiskarev lan sheyemes, especially if we're talking about one of the most important items in Yiddishkeit, which is coming close to honest, sincere Jews. Shebozeh toloi kol kedushosoi v'chiyusoi, upon which is dependent a Jew's entire holiness and spiritual life. Meaning that this is the most critical item in Yiddishkeit for a person to connect with a tzaddik, for a person to connect with honest, sincere people. Ayin shom heitev, look over there in Likut Imran, chapter 66, paragraph Dalet, where this is discussed. Mashekosov al maimar hazor kodesh tes nekudin tes rakiyim. And see over there where Rabbi Nachman explains a part of the Zohar Kodesh where it speaks about the 10 different vowels that we have in the Hebrew alphabet, Kometz, Pasach, Shvo, Segol, etc., etc., and how they correspond to the 9 Rokiyas, 9 heavens in a sense. Ki lahoitzi mikoech al apoyel tzrichin la'asois nekudois lo'isios. Rabbi Nachman explains over there that if a Jew wants to be able to get things to go from thought into action, he wants to be able to take something from thought into completion, like in a sense, the person has to provide vowels for the letters. Because, in other words, Rabbi Nachman compares it there to the fact that you have the letters of the Aleph Beis. The letters themselves, even though on one hand they're something, but they can't do anything unless you put vowels underneath. The vowels are what give them movement and motion and interpret and meaning. Without the vowels, they're sort of dead, in a sense. It's like a goof without a neshama. It's like a body without a soul in it. And Rabbi Nachman explains there, how does a Jew put vowels to the letters, symbolically? The answer is, by yearning, by a person building up an intense desire for something. And he bases this on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where the pasuk uses the term nekudos hakesef. The word kesef means silver, and the word kesef is also miloshen kisufin. Kisufin means intense desire for something, an intense yearning, an intense desire. And Rabbi Nachman makes the association there, nekudos hakesef, that what forms the nekudos, the vowels on the letters, is the kisufin, the intense desire and yearning that a person has for something. And Rabbi Nachman explains over there, v'ikar hacheshek nas al yidei hamenios shemazminim loy. How does a person build up desire, intense desire for something? The more obstacles the person has in getting to it, the more the desire intensifies. V'chol ma shehanechshak gotel b'yoser, and Rabbi Nachman explains there, that the more we're dealing with a higher level item, a higher level nechsha, where the thing that you want to achieve, or the thing that you're seeking, is a more important item, a higher level item, sha'azai tzorech she'yeh le'cheshek gotel b'yoser, obviously, that requires stronger desire and stronger yearning to achieve. You know, it's depending on how high a person's goal is, how high a person's objective is that he's going after, obviously, that's how much energy or time or effort he's going to have to exert to achieve that. And so too, Hashem puts obstacles in the person's path in order, because the purpose of the obstacles is, the obstacles are what's going to fan the person's desire. It's like lighter fluid. The person has a little fire going, and they want to turn that fire up. You pour a little lighter fluid, and suddenly you see the thing take off. Rabbi Nachman explains there that menios, obstacles, work in a similar way. When a person decides on a certain goal, on a certain mission, a certain thing they want to achieve, and it's something very important, the more obstacles that the person sees in their way, it's not going to turn them away if the person's smart. On the contrary, it's going to cause that person to take it even more seriously, to apply themselves even stronger and better. The greater the obstacles, the more intense the desire is going to be. The im yachtoitz behoemes, the isgaber becheshek chozok, and if the person is serious, if the person really wants the truth, and the person is prepared to apply themselves solidly, to apply as much energy as is needed to counter the obstacles, the vadai yishbar hamaniyos, that person will definitely succeed in destroying the obstacles, in eliminating the obstacles. Ki hamaniyos loybo kiim bishvil hacheshek. Because the only reason why those obstacles have been placed there is to get the person to intensify his desire. Because Rabbi Nachman explains over there that through cheshek and kisufin, through this intense desire, a person draws these vowels, which are what allow us to take something from thought, from plan, into fulfillment, into completion, etc. V'zeh b'chinas tes nekudim tes rikiyin ein shom. And Rav Elazar says there that the nine vowels that are used in conjunction with the Hebrew alphabet correspond to the nine rokiyas that the Zohar Kodesh speaks about. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, chapter 66, paragraph 4, where this is discussed in detail. And then he goes on to say, V'yesh tes nekudim tes rikiyin. The reason why the Zohar Kodesh discusses nine different types of vowels and nine different heavens is, ki yesh kamo b'chinois b'hanechshak. Because there are many different types of objectives and goals. There isn't just one objective that everybody has. There's all kinds of different things that people are going after. Ki yesh nechshak lamala minechshak. Because again, there are objectives and there's higher level goals and there's still higher level goals than that. Ad sheyesh nechshak shehu b'chinas komatz, b'chinas komitz v'sosin, to the point where the highest level nechshak is referred to, corresponds to the vowel called komatz, which is miloshen komitz v'sosin. Komitz means something closed, very closed and hidden, referring to the highest level of kedusha, like the crown of Hashem, which is associated with this vowel komatz. Sheshom mishtatchen hamaniyos b'yoser ma'od, where if a person is going after that kind of objective, the kind of obstacles that they're going to have are incredible, very, very major obstacles. And based on the type of obstacles that a person sees are laying themselves out in front of him to block him from getting to a certain thing, that can make him realize how significant the item that he's trying to achieve is. Ve'im yizgaber b'cheshek chozok kefi mailas hanechshak. However, if the person will apply an appropriate, a corresponding amount of energy and desire that's worthy, that's suitable for this type of goal, for this type of objective that he's going after, you know, corresponding to the level of importance of the goal, bevadai yuchal legoimrei uloitzia mikoyach lapoil, the person will definitely succeed in fulfilling, in carrying out the mission or achieving the objective that they have. Ayin Shom Kol Zehetev. Study this over there in chapter 66 on the Likutei Moran well, because that's the introduction to this chapter on the Likutei Halachos. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins his discussion on this subject. Again, if a person wants to do their homework really fully, it's very good to take out the Likutei Moran and look up chapter 66, the whole chapter if possible, which is a very long, complicated chapter, but at least this paragraph Dalid, where Rabbi Nachman introduces this item. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins, paragraph Aleph. V'zeh klal kol avodah salatom v'zeh ho'ilam. This sums up a Jew's mission in this world. Shenivra rak bishvil zeh. A Jew was created solely for this purpose. L'shaber menios. The purpose, the mission is overcome obstacles. Meaning that if we were zeicher, if a person isn't aware of this and they come into this world, you know, and they start encountering obstacles, things get very heavy and confusing. But if a person is informed about this in advance, if a person walks into a place and they're expecting a 5-star hotel, and they're expecting a bellboy to come and take their suitcases right away, and they're expecting room service and all the luxuries, and then suddenly they walk in and they get gunfire, they get cannon fire, and a chandelier breaks right in front of, an inch in front of, you know, and all blank breaks loose, then the person has no idea, the person is stunned and confused and can't deal with it correctly necessarily. Whereas if a person's being made aware of this up front, the tzaddikim are giving us this definition of what Olam Hazeh is really all about, that this is what this world is basically. Hashem has designed it as an obstacle course. Ki zeh kol mailas ha'odom. Because this in essence is the importance, the significance of man over everything else in creation. Everything. over inanimate objects, over plants, over animals, lahavdil, over angels, and even higher level beings than angels. Shehu gavoya mehakol, whereby man is considered more important and superior to everything else in creation. Afilu mimalochim usrofim, even more important than all kinds of angels that Hashem has created. Uboi tluyim kol ha'olamos, and all the heavenly worlds are dependent on and are plugged into us, the human beings. V'chol oitzim gedulas malosei shel hodom homa shehu bozeh ha'olam ho'asiyah v'agashmi shehu molei menioys atzumos miliskarav l'Hashem Yisborach. And the significance of man, what sets man apart from everything else in creation, is the fact that he finds himself in this physical world, this Olam HaGashmi, which is packed with incredible obstacles, blocking the person from succeeding in coming close to Hashem. V'ho'odom nivro l'shaber l'vatel kol amanios. And the man was created to overcome and destroy all of these obstacles. Shehem klal kol ha'hasosos v'hapituyim v'hataivos shel zeh ha'olam, which are basically, this is in reality, this manifests itself in all the physical desires of this world, all the desires and all the seductions and all that are available that exist in this world. Shekulam heimenios miliskar v'lashem yisborach, all of them are basically obstacles to block the person or to prevent the person from coming close to Hashem. V'ho'odom tzorich lizgabar alayim u'lishabram u'levatlam alidei goydel hacheshek elu emes. And the person is required to overcome them and to destroy these obstacles through intense desire for the truth, by having an intense, sincere desire to get to the truth. And this is what makes man considered in the eyes of Hashem so much more important and than everything else. The fact that man is faced with this situation, which nothing else in creation is faced with. Angels don't have the Yetzirah, plants don't have the Yetzirah, etc. This is what makes man so important to Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is a way of paraphrasing the terminology that Rabbeinu Zal uses in Likutei Moran. When Rabbeinu Zal uses the terminology that a Jew's mission in life is to take things from thought into action, this is another way of looking at it. Ki ho'odom tzorech lohitzi kol davar mikoyach ha'lapoyel. Because man was put into this world to take things from thought to action. Ki Hashem Yisborach, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. Ki Hashem Yisborach bara kol habriyo shetia chasera ad sheyashlem ha'yisodom. Hashem has created everything in creation incomplete. Everything is incomplete so that man should be able to be a partner to Hashem in completing the creation. Kama shekosel, as the Pasuk says, asher bara Elokim la'asos, which Hashem created to create. What does that mean? The Gemara says this means shepirushoi sheha'odom yase v'yashlemoiso. Hashem intentionally created everything in this world incomplete so that man should be able to complete it. Ukama shom razal, as our rabbis teach us, shehakol tzorich tikun ugmar al yidei hodom. Everything in this world requires completion or correction through man. Ki hachitim tzrichim litchon. Wheat, Hashem made it that wheat grows. So what? What can you do with wheat? The answer is it's when man comes along and takes the wheat and cuts it and grinds it and mixes it with water and bakes it and turns it into bread or cakes. That's the shleimus of the chita. These are examples of taking things from one level of completion, from a beginning stage of Shlemus, and taking them to their completion, to their actual completion. This is what man is supposed to involve himself with. Beruchnius v'gashmius, both spiritually and physically, on both levels. A man, we don't say that a sincerely believing Jew is a Jew who just stands with his hands folded and says, Hashem, you've created a wonderful world. The dirt, look at that dirt. It looks great. It's fabulous. Hashem made it. What could be better than that? I ain't going to touch it. I don't want to spoil it. Anything I do is only going to spoil it. I'm going to start playing with seeds and stuff. I'm going to mess up. That person needs a refuah. Because Hashem intentionally created all of this stuff incomplete. This discussion is initiated in the Midrash because there was an apikoros who approached, I think it was Rabbi Akiva, and said to him, you Jews, you religious Jews, obviously don't respect Hashem. You don't believe in Him. Because how dare you take a kid when he's 8 days old and start making adjustments? You know, trimming, giving a bris milah. What kind of a... You mean to say Hashem didn't do a good job, you're going in to correct it, to fix it? Sounds like a real Hasidic question. You know, a real... This guy must have really a lot of faith in Hashem. This was an apikoros. And Rabbi Akiva put him in his place immediately. He said, exactly. Hashem created man incomplete, just like everything else in creation, incomplete, to give us the privilege and of being partners with Hashem in creation so that we should complete it. And he gave him all of these examples. Wheat, you know, has to be ground and processed. Hatumasin, certain things, certain vegetables that grow, that if you eat them as is, you'll get a Herculean stomach ache. It's only if you cook them and if you clean them, you peel them and cook them, you know, then it becomes edible. You know, then it becomes, the body can process it. Because despite the fact that Hashem created everything in 6 days, and He took everything from a certain level of thought into a certain level of action, still, the completion of everything was not finished. But rather, Hashem intentionally left that unfinished for man to be able to go in and finish it. For example, all the plants or all vegetation which has the ability to reproduce itself. Let's say watermelon that has pits in it, that you plant the pits and you can get more watermelons, etc., etc. It's the man, the human being, that has to go in and plow the earth and plant until the produce, you know, matures and comes forth and gets to its level of completion. And then he's got to harvest, he's got to grind it, etc., etc., until he completes the procedure of making bread, for example. The same thing is true regarding clothing. Clothing doesn't grow on trees or anything. Cotton, and you gotta harvest, cut the cotton, and you gotta process it, you know, go through 10 different processes until it becomes a dress or a pair of pants, etc., etc. Same thing is true regarding everything in creation. And just as in the physical world, we see that this is the way Hashem set it up, Kainhu Baruchnius. Spiritually, it works exactly the same way. She'ein Shlemus L'shun Dover, Ve'ein Nimshach Boi Shlemus Chiyusoi, Ad Shebo Ha'odom U'mispal Lolov, Vo'eved Hashem Yisborach Bozeh HaDover. This is such a profound, total statement of Yiddishkeit, what Rav Nosson Zal says here, that nothing in this world is considered complete and is able to receive its full measure of spiritual life from Hashem until a human being comes along and prays for it, or uses that item to do a mitzvah with, to serve Hashem with that item. That's when that item becomes plugged into Hashem totally, and you see the thing light up. You see the thing. That's when the thing achieves its level of shlemus. Ki hakol nishlam al yedei ha'odom begashmius uveruchnius. Because everything in creation, both physically and spiritually, achieves its shlemus, its completion, through man. The alkein, and therefore, afal pi shenivru kol hatzmochim, even though Hashem had created all the plants, all the vegetation, Le'yotzu ba'oretz, they did not surface. They didn't come up above the ground. Ad shebo ha'odon v'hispalel alak shomim. Until Adam Rishon came along and said his tefillah for rain. Kemo shepirish Rashi al posuk v'chol siyah hasoda terem yeh ba'oretz v'chol esef hasoda terem yitzmoch ki rayhim to Hashem alekim v'odom ayin lavo desu adoma. As Rashi says on this pasuk in Chumash in Bereishis, where it says everything had been prepared, all the vegetation had been prepared, but none of it came up above the ground because Hashem had not given rain yet, because man was not yet there to work the earth. Lavod esadama. And Rashi says over there, Ubashlishi shenemar beitatshe ha'oretz. But hold on a second. We find that on the third day of creation, Hashem gave the command. He flicked the switch and he said, "Tatshe ha'oretz, let the earth start producing vegetation." Rashi Kodesh says over there, "Al pesach karko amdu." Everything started happening on the ground, and it froze. It was put on pause. It did not come up above the ground. Ad shebo Odom, until Odom Arishin came along, v'hispalel al hakshomim, and Odom Arishin said his tefillah for rain. Ayin Sham, look over there on Rashi, where Rashi follows through and saying that's when the stuff started happening. Nimtzo sheha Odom tzorech lohitzi mikoach lapoya lahashlim kol advarim shel abriya. Therefore, again, man is the one who is destined and who is obligated to take everything from its beginning stage, from whatever stage it is, to completion, from koyach to poel, to bring a shleimus to everything in the creation. V'zehu yefsher kim al yidei b'chinas nekudais shenas na yidei acheshek v'kisufin shenas na yidei amanias daika. And it's impossible to bring all of these things to their shleimus without the vowels on the letters. Just like in letters, the letters are not considered shalem until they have vowels underneath them. The vowels are what give life to the letters. They are what are mashlim the letters. So too, in order to be mashlim the bria, you need nekudos hakesef, it's called, which means you need kisufin, you need ritzonos, desire, intense desire and yearning, which is activated through obstacles. When an obstacle is put in a person's path, that's what intensifies desire. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Mayim genuvim yimtoku. Stolen waters are sweet. When the minute someone says, don't do that, there's a natural inclination to want to do that. That's what creates desire. And the more forbidden, the stronger the desire in many cases. The more it feels forbidden, or the more it's being withheld, the more intense the desire. Alkein behechrich sheyavur elof menias rabos kol yimei chayev. And it's for this reason that a human being in this world has to go through all kinds of obstacles, a lot of obstacles, kedei sheyizgaber becheshek yoseh, so that the person should turn on, activate all the desire that they have inside of them, all the cheshek that they have inside of them, desire, yearning, kidei shaydeze yamshich nekudos eloisios, so that through that the person ends up putting vowels to the letters, kidei shaydeze yotzi mikoach lapoel kanal, through which the person is zeche to take things from beginning stages to completion. The question was just raised that what about, does this imply that any time a person has difficulty or obstacles in getting to something, that proves, that implies that it's a very good thing, a wonderful thing? The answer is not necessarily. This is something that Rabbeinu Zal and Nosson Zal write about in other places. That obviously, the Yetzer Hara knows about this also, and in order for him to market what he's marketing, the Yetzer Hara is compared to a monkey. That's the name that he's given, the nickname that he's given throughout Sforim. He apes the Kedusha. In other words, if Kedusha is selling something, he's going to try to dress up what he's offering and make it look exactly the same or better. So again, if everything in Sitracha, if sin would come very, very easy to a person, if there were no menias, then there'd be no high. Part of the pleasure in life is conquest. And again, the conquest is, the more difficult the conquest, the more the thrill once the person has conquered it. As we just said, mayim ginuvim yumtaku. Stolen waters are sweet. The person feels that they stole it, that it came to, it wasn't handed to them on a silver platter. They have to struggle to get to it. That's part of the excitement. That's what makes it exciting and wonderful and great, etc. But a person needs to look very carefully and very honestly to see, is this the genuine, is this the real thing? Or is this the look-alike, the make-believe look-alike? Is it something that gives a high, a 5-minute high? Or a 15-minute high? Or is it something that gives an eternal, and then the person comes down into depression and sadness? Or is it something that gives a person an eternal high, where the person feels satisfied and happy with themselves, really genuinely happy with themselves on a permanent level, and the person's becoming a better person for it, better to themselves, better to all the people around them. Paragraph Beis. Ve'ikar koyach ha'cheshek v'kisuf nedusha nimshach me'b'chinas roach toiv b'sharoshoi. What is the source of this desire, this intense desire and yearning, of a holy desire and yearning? It comes from the source where smell comes from, where a good aroma comes from. Shehu chiyus haneshama. What smell is what gives life to the soul, to the neshama. Kemoshem Razal, as the Gemara says, Ezehu dovar shehaneshama ne'ena mimenu. Which item is there that the soul draws pleasure from and not the body? Zehoreach, that's smell. Aroma, smelling, is a spiritual thing. It's a neshama, a sense of the neshama. Ki hizgabrus hacheshek b'shas hamaniyos ha'idei b'chinas reach. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains the way that one raises the desire and the yearning when they're confronted with obstacles is through smell. Ki be'emes ikar kol hamaniyos he'maniyas hamoyach k'mo shekoseh b'makom acher. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, let's analyze this a little bit more carefully, this term obstacles. What's the real obstacle in life? The real obstacle is the mental obstacle. As Rav Nosson discusses in other places, ki ikar hamaniya machma shemevalvelin moichoi bakminis vekashes ubilbulim al tzadiki emes ol al shad vorm shebikdusha shetzorach lasais. The real obstacle that blocks a person from becoming very religious, let's say, from being very successful in Yiddishkeit, and coming very close to true tzaddikim, or achieving any other items, any other very important items in Yiddishkeit, is the confusion, and the crookedness, and the doubts that a person has in their mind regarding that item. Ad she'eino yodea ma'alosam v'otzim kidushosam she'yocho liskei saliotum l'kol tov niflo v'naroi. To the point where the person isn't really sure, they're not really positive in their mind that this item can help them achieve the highest level of success, you know, in life.